I don't remember much about what happened next, but my mother took me to the hospital and they admitted me. They took care of my face, my mouth, and my arm, and they tried to persuade me to denounce my mother. I didn't. I felt too exhausted and too alone. After she dropped me off at the hospital, my mother never visited me, and neither did my stepfather. None of my friends came to see me either, except Beto. He came nearly every day and told me how things were going in the Children's Movement for Peace. He made me smile. Even those words, the Children's Movement for Peace, helped me. They described a whole different world. When I got out of the hospital, I stopped using drugs and went back into the peace movement. Beto was only 14, but he was running child rights clubs in several elementary schools. I went along with him, but I didn't feel comfortable working with such young kids. I wanted to work with young people like myself who were at risk of getting mixed up in gang violence.
Maritza thought that after the dance-off, things might get a little better between the gangs. But instead, some really bad things happened. The Mexicans had a war with La Libertad, and almost all of the Mexicans were killed. Maritza began to do drugs again and to hang out with a rough crowd. But a terrible fight with her mother wound up leading her back toward peace. After the fight, Maritza drank something poisonous and wound up in the hospital, where Beto, who never seems to give up on anybody, visited her. When she got out, Maritza got off drugs and decided she'd like to work with kids like herself. Pick up her story on the bottom of page 104 with, "I started going to workshops."
I started going to workshops to learn more about the peace movement and realize that my experience of surviving